So you're 32 when this all kind of kicks off. 2016, you're wrestling with both these two factions kind of warring at you, I guess, this sort of this idea of defect and this idea of kind of liars leading the church. You're trying to reconcile this together. If I get anything wrong, by the way, or I put words in your mouth that aren't there, please tell me, by the way, like definitely push back. But yeah, so you're going through all of this, and you begin to, as you mentioned now, kind of like, living outside the church. Kind of what, and you've already mentioned these challenges, but again, one of my questions here is kind of like, what were the pressures, what were the challenges as you began to try and pass those and understand what reality looks like? What were those challenges, and how did you go from screaming in your car to beginning to see kind of the next step forwards? Because I've been in that sort of screaming in my car phase, like myself, like with not with these areas, but with kind of like religion and Christianity and trying to understand what's true and what's not, and feeling like God's not there, and just really struggling with this entire space and not knowing what's next. And finding that time just kind of naturally allowed me to find the next step and the next step, and I just took them as I saw them. But Crystal, for you, kind of like, how do you pass all of this? How do you begin to take that first step? I'm sure there are people listening who have either been through or going through or will go through a similar situation. I think often hearing how people deal with these things can be really helpful just to look at our own lives and kind of reflect. So yeah, how did you begin to kind of navigate this sort of I guess storm that you're kind of you were going through back in 2016?
Yeah, storm is a great way to put it. That's a great question. And I will say, so I started school in 2016, and then it was April of 2017 is when I went to therapy and really started digging in therapy and that kind of stuff. But yeah, it was so miserable for a couple of years, to the extent that I had like PTSD symptoms, and I never sought a official diagnosis. Diagnosis, in my opinion, can be helpful and also not always helpful, but I hit all of the criteria for PTSD, and mostly stemming from this, like leaving the church, or this, like, my brain's exploding, reality is not reality, like, kind of that everything tumbling around you, really made me develop some really intense, horrible symptoms. I would say that how I started kind of constructing a new reality, really, was therapy weekly, with like sometimes twice a week, and like it, okay, I'm trying so hard to be able to put this into words, and I would say that for a good year, I don't even know what I was doing. Like I would say, it was so much of a crisis of like, I try to explain it to people, and it sounds like, you've been through this, like this kind of religious faith crisis situation. But when I try to explain it to people who have not undergone something like this, particularly too from like such a high demand religion as Mormonism, one that it's like you're threatened with excommunication, like your family's in it, stuff like that. It's literally like the world as you know it has dropped out from under you, and you're like, you're seeing everything, and it's not even just upside down, it's like unrecognizable. It's like a tree is coming out of your nose, like a building is like on the, it's like it's, things do not make sense. It was wild to me to it, and it was so painful because I just not, it's like there were so many layers. I loved the community, I loved the people. It was like the people that I had trusted, were they wrong? Like now all of a sudden people think I'm being led away by the devil. Am I being led by the devil? Like, is trusting myself, does that mean I'm like a demon, and I would have like nightmares of being possessed by demons. I would have panic attacks. I would, you know, I don't know, like you name it, I was dealing with it because I was scared of like, I had learned my whole life I couldn't trust my body, and here I was kind of diving into this abyss of unknown, trusting my body. And I would say what helps me through it, I guess, is some concepts from Buddhism. So like mindfulness, just focusing on now rather than the future or the past, but just like now, which was really hard for my brain to fully grasp at first because everything was for the future, right? Like in the Mormon church, it was like my whole life was so that I could get back to God. So I would try to be in the now, and then I'd be like, but that's wrong. Like I'm supposed, like, of course that'll help you if all you're focused on is the now. Like you're not, you know, you're supposed to care about the future. But when my brain would let me just grasp onto the moment, and I'm talking about like, I'm crying in the shower in the dark. Like I'd have those nights, like every night I'd be crying, and I would just say to myself, you're crying right now and you're in pain and you're putting the soap on your left arm. Like I would literally just like talk to myself as that, like I'm right in the moment. And that helped me, little by little. And also body trust and body liberation concepts. And I am a big, believer and like follower of, by follower, I mean like I follow the works of people, who put out kind of these body liberation ideas that you can trust your body, that pleasure is important, pleasure activism. Adrienne Murray Brown is a big thought person that I follow, that creating pleasure practices is kind of fighting against oppression and like listening to your body. I found a lot of comfort in earth, and nature, and my body connecting with earth and nature and kind of feeling connected. Like there were times when the only peace that I had was like, there's this park nearby that kind of, you can see a couple mountains, Mount Hood and Mount St. Helens. And I would maybe for like 10 seconds up there, get some peace while I was out there. And little by little, these kind of mindful and body-based and earth-based practices helped quiet my brain enough to like remember that my body knows. There's knowledge. I know what's right for me. Like this is my belief now, right? Is that my body has such historical knowledge. And I know what's right for me. It's just can be hard to listen to our bodies with all these voices, right? But it was so small that I didn't always recognize it was happening until one day, 3 years later, I was like, you know, I'm feeling okay. Like, I guess I'm feeling a little better now, but definitely kind of earth-based practice, body, being in tune with my body, and mindfulness, just like stripping down mind, just being here right now, trying not to think about anything else, is what helped me get through that time.
Yeah, I found mindfulness, especially kind of meta meditation, I guess, kind of a space to emphasize love within meta, And then also kind of mindfulness to be able to recognize thoughts and feelings as thoughts and feelings, and how those things naturally arise. But there is a space before that where if you can, and I get this wrong all the time. Like don't get me wrong here. But for instance, I've got two little boys. I love them to bits, but they definitely wind me up sometimes. And I kind of recognize that I get really, really angry and get worked up. And like, if I can in that moment recognize that I'm getting caught in the thoughts and feelings, and there is a space before that, it's amazing how quickly the anger dissipates. Sure, like 2 minutes later, they do something else, and I'm back at the top of my, at the end of my tether again. But for moments now and then, there is a way to kind of almost dispel that that pain. And you know, the kids are still there. There's still stuff going on, and this can apply to various areas of our lives. But I do think that kind of mindfulness meditation is really useful to help us to break apart those sort of constructs, really, that we're getting caught in something and actually we need to be able to let it go. And it's extremely helpful to do that. So was there a defining